Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Couple of big things in college football here that are going on right now. And we're going to get back to Browns later again. Kevin's press conference at 1 o'clock. First of all, Ohio State loses to Indiana. Indiana's a good football team. All right, you play the game, you see what happens.
They were number two in the country. I mean, you can't – that's what you want. Look, I think – I hate to say this because you know how much I like Ohio State. It's actually good for the game that Indiana won. That's the biggest win in Indiana football history. Let's not kid ourselves. It was a home game for them, so it was super important. And there are a lot of things going on in that scenario that I think was good for college football. You know, how often do we talk about Indiana? Just over the last, what, two and a half years here? That's about it. So having, you know, fresh blood in the system, I think, is healthy for college football. At the expense of the Buckeyes, kind of sucks, but I get it. It's all right. Nothing wrong with it.
And it doesn't mean you can't win the national championship, as we saw last year.
Yeah, it also makes you think that the national championship is up for grabs. Like, if Ohio State would have gone in there and just smacked Indiana, we all would have said, oh, this is the OSU Invitational, and we just sit back and hope that Ohio State would win every game by 21-14 points, somewhere in there. But it isn't. And so now it feels like everything's wide open, and teams that maybe weren't playing well in the beginning of the season that are there now have the opportunity to play well. And, you know, all the big names are there, and then there's James Madison. So
The calls by Ryan Day, the decisions, he went 0 for 2, and he shouldn't have gone 0 for 2. Went for it on fourth down, saying his knee is down.
Yeah.
After review, and I was listening to the game on the radio. Paul Keels was like, they're reviewing this? It was clear he was, you know, and from where they were.
Keels and Lachey are legit. Like, they don't hold anything back.
No. From where they were sitting. And they said they were way up there and really far away from the field. They said it clearly he had the first down. Well, he didn't because his knee was down, as it turned out. And so that was bad. And you could have gone there and tied the game. You know, kick the field goal there and tied the game. Mm-hmm. Next time around, you kick the field goal and the poor kid misses a 27-yarder.
Would you have gone for it there?
You had already gone for it once. I think you probably needed to tie the game and then go win it. Even if you had to win it in overtime.
I don't know. As I was listening, Andy, like you.
I have a problem. I have a problem with coaches not taking points when points would tie the game or put you in the lead. Why would he have not kicked the field goal the first time around? I get it. Okay, I understand what he's thinking.
I can tell you why. For the same reason.
Let's get the touchdown here and go for it. Except for one thing. The ultimate goal is to win. And I think if you tie the game and you get the momentum and you're going, you're going to win the game.
If there was ever a time to go for it on fourth and one, I do think that...
Was the first one?
No, the second one.
Really?
I would have gone for it. Look, first of all, you're the number one team all year long, okay? You're still going to give the ball back to them with a little bit of time, and we saw what happened at the end of the game, right? We understand what happened there. But my point here is that you're the number one team in the country. Your offense hasn't had trouble scoring all year. I know you're playing the number two team. Your defense is one of the best in the country, if not the best in the country. And even they, you know, they bent in that game, and they broke once. So I still think that given the opportunity, even though they were down 13-10 late, there's a part of me that would have gone for it. Because You're the number one team in the country, and if you can't get a fraction of a yard, maybe you shouldn't be the number one team in the country, and that's what happened. There was a part of me that really walked into that play saying, go for it. Just, you did it before. It didn't work. You're going to get it this time. Go for it. Just go for it here. You're the best team in the country. Prove it. And they chose to kick instead.
I understand that completely, and I can't even disagree with you on that. But you don't. Although the wide hash marks make the angles tougher than the NFL,
yeah,
you don't expect your kicker to miss a 27-yard field goal. You just don't. That's not supposed to happen.
No, you don't. Especially,
but remember, though, field goals are not sure things. Snap has to be good, the hold has to be good, and the kick has to be good.
How many stubbed kicks have I seen in the last week? There was one of the high school championships this weekend, too. Kid just kind of put his foot into the ground and barely touched it, and it trickled about 5 yards. Trickled about 5 yards.
Other aspect of this, we'll see what happens with the Buckeyes. I think they have a great chance to win the whole thing.
Yeah, I do, still, too.
Still, they could end up, what, Georgia? Second round? That could be a game.
See, I mean, you know, Tyvus said that week off didn't help any of those teams last year. Didn't help any of those teams. The teams that had the byes went bye-bye.
Well, and it's a long wait anyhow. You know,
it's not as long as it used to. Here's what's weird. I mean, do you remember what it used to be? It used to be, yeah, you know, Ohio State, maybe they beat Michigan at the end of the year, Thanksgiving, or the week before Thanksgiving at one point. And now you're waiting till January 1st. I mean, they at one point would wait 5-6 weeks before they had to play. Oh, man.
So now riddle me this one. Notre Dame decides we're not playing in a bowl game.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I am too. It's this thought, though, for me. And Fearless Leader sent us a text. Coach is turning down the opportunity to get that extra practice in, get a better look at your team, and, you know, 3 or 4 weeks of practice with young guys and early enrollees. And I get all that. I get all that. But there's this. It's an exhibition game. That's all bowl games are now. It's to make money for your school while subjecting your players to another chance of injury for no reason other than just to make some cash. And I give Notre Dame a lot of credit for that. I mean, Notre Dame has tons of cash. They didn't need more. They were mad. Okay, so there's part of it there. They're mad. But, hey, we're not going to throw our kids out in nothing but a money grab because we think this stinks. I'm okay with that. Are you?
I don't have a problem. The other thing that we don't talk about is high school kids that are leaving after the high school season and doing next semester in college already.
Yeah, which I can't stand.
Those kids now have the opportunity to jump on board early during spring ball. There are some schools that won't let their kids do it.
High schools?
Yeah. And they're not very many.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I just think...
I can't stand that either.
Finish your high school.
I agree.
Go to school. Finish up.
I agree. What, go to 3 months of your life?
Go to prom.
Can't they? Well, they could still go to prom.
I know, finish out your year with your guys.
Yeah, how do you go back to your... Now you're at Ohio State. So say you leave early and you're going to Ohio State and you've got a spring drill on the same night as your prom. And, you know, you're getting paid, I don't know, $15,000 a month as an NIL kid who hasn't even touched the field in spring ball yet. And you got all this, and then you're going to turn and say to coach, hey, do you mind if I miss practice day? I'm going to prom. Like, can we make it any more awkward?
I'm a big college football coach. Prom, schmom.
Prom? You can pay for your own prom. Have your own prom with your friends here. You're making so much money. Go rent out your own hall. So you can pay for all your friends' tuxes by the time you're done here. You can have your own prom. Tell them to move prom away from my practice.
Do you think, and I think this does, I think it's a step toward bowl games becoming maybe obsolete.
They should have become more obsolete, and yet we got more bowl games. That's the crazy part of this whole situation. Like, bowl games used to be like, okay, we're going to watch, and the games would always ramp up and get a little bit better as you got closer to New Year's. Well, somehow, some way, once they started the college football playoff, I feel like we just got more bowls.
But Andy, what are we going to do without college administrators getting yacht rides and free rounds of golf and country club memberships and meals? What's going to happen to all those
things? Do you really
think
that's happening in Montgomery, Alabama on December 16th in the Salute to Veterans Bowl between Troy and Jacksonville State? Do you think they're getting yacht rides?
College administrators to take these bowl games to pay the money? Yes.
No, they're not getting it. Yes. The Salute to Veterans Bowl is giving out free yacht rides. I find that very hard to believe.
What are we going to do?
Well, the LA Bowl, I could see. You got Boise and Washington in that one.
What are we going to do with all of these
on ABC, by the way?
Free rounds of golf.
Wait, isn't the LA Bowl the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl? Are they still doing that or no?
It used to be. It's bounced around like three or four different people now.
Why can't we get the Dan Menigan Bowl?
I'm in. I don't know what I would do with it. I'd have to find some bizarre gimmick.
Would you recommend, you know, your
Jeff's
kid
taking this seriously?
Yeah, I know, it's okay.
Well, I mean, I'm taking this There's seriously. A point, but if I'm a college football player, my team is not in the playoffs, and I think I have any chance to play at the next level, there's no way I'm going on the field for a meaningless bowl game.
Where are you in that world, though? You're going to have to be, if you really think you're playing at the next level, you've got to be in the top 2% to not play in one of those bowl games. There's just no way.
The only way I would play in one of those meaningless bowl games would be if I know I'm not playing at the next level and I want to play one more game with my guys. I want to play one last game of college football, one last game of football in my life.
But some of these guys, like, okay, let me find, Ohio University plays UNLV in the Frisco Bowl, right? That is December 23rd on a Tuesday night on ESPN. So the whole world's watching you on that. And how do you know you don't become Kareem Hunt in that game? You know, somebody sees you, maybe you have a 300-yard game passing or a 200-yard.
Kareem became Kareem because of Mac, you know, a little Maction during the week.
That's right.
Yeah,
your odds are better here.
Except at this point, Andy, if you get all the way through a season, NFL teams know who you are.
Maybe. You never know. I'm just saying. They should, but maybe they don't know who you are, and then you get a chance to play in front of them, in front of the scouts that maybe haven't had a chance. Maybe there's a scout in Texas that gets a chance to see you in the Frisco Bowl because you play for Ohio University, and now someone's going to see you and be like, you know what? That kid's the next Dave Zastadil. I want him. I'm going to bring him on. That OU must be doing something, or Ohio University must be doing something right. Maybe I'll find him. I'm just saying, you give somebody an opportunity. That's all you can ask for. And you have the chance to keep playing. These bowls drive me crazy because you're right, Jeff. They don't mean anything. I would much rather watch. I hate that too. Yeah, I would much rather watch the Stag Bowl, is that in Canton this year? I can't remember if it's this year.
John Carroll knocking out Mountain.
Yeah, how about that? Mm-hmm. Wow, that was kind of a shocker.
Yeah,
I didn't realize at Mountain Union too. You know, that's the
leave the conference because you don't want to play them every year. Maybe.
Well,
and then you knock them out.
I don't know. They just built a brand new indoor track facility over there.
How about that?
Nice.
Congratulations to the Blue Streaks.
Putting the university in University Heights.
There it is. There it is. A couple of things going on in sports that don't involve the Browns. Might involve our other team in town, not the basketball team. We're going to touch on that.
New Kevin WNBA
Stefanski's
team?
Press conference coming up at 1 o'clock.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.